This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 479, up 1.5 on the open. July, 479.5, up 1.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 462.5, up 4.75 on the open. July, 479, up 5. September, 491, up 8. December, 499.5, up 2.5. March, 506, up 1 on the open. May corn opened at 370, up 1 on the open. July, 381 down a quarter. September, 387 up a quarter. December, 394 down a half. March, 403 down 1.25. May, 409 down 2. July, 412.5 down 4.5 on the open. May soybeans opened at 746, down 3.5 on the open. July, 762, down 1.5. August, 769.5, down 4. November, 790.5, up 2. January, $8, up 2.5. March, 807, unchanged on the open. May soybean meal open at 205, up 20 on the open. July, 210.60, down 10. May soybean oil opened at 32.62, up 16 on the open. July, 33.15, up 13. At the Merck April feeders, opened at 111, up 5 on the open. May, 111.85, down 10. August, 113.15, unchanged. September, 111.40, unchanged on the open. April live cattle open at 110, down 17.5 on the open. June, 95.70, down 10. August, 93.60, down 30. October, 97.60, down 20 on the open. April lean hogs open at 64.95, up 17.5 on the open. May, 75.05, down 32.5. June, 75.80, down 12.5. July, 76.95, down 17.5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 101.50, down 25 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, since the opening bell in the corn pit, we're now trading down anywhere from 2.5 in the May contract to 5.25 in the nearby May deferred. Why has the market dropped?
Our private meteorologist basically says it's not as cold and wet in the second week forecast. The second storm on the weekend probably will affect the southern growing areas. That's number one. Number two, of course, the radio and the conversations, the news and the grain trade feels that basically, you know, as much as a third of the hard red winter wheat and a third of the soft wheat probably had some major problems. There's even talk even more than that in the Midwest. So wheat is very supportive, and when we go in and look at the situation, our opinion is that it means maybe more beans planted and a little less corn. But I think the big factor here is with the better weather forecast, per se, the second week, that's one reason why the corn market's getting, you know, had the big sell-off as it has early this morning.
But even with next week's weather improvement and that storm continues to waffle back and forth about where it's going to land, will it land in the Corn Belt or not, even with that aside, won't it take about a full week for this Corn Belt to dry out enough to really get to planting? So maybe we'll look at April 23rd as a realistic planting day where things really get rolling. And if that's the case, on average, NASI says about 25% of the corn plant is in the ground by then, but we might be closer, at least in the key states, to zero. What would that do to the markets?
Well, when we go on and talk to our people in the South, the half of the corn was planted in the Mid-South, and near as we can tell, you see, it was planted before the insurance date coverage. So a lot of people not only are taking a loss, they're taking a real loss because they have to replant it. They probably weren't covered on insurance. And there is this idea there's not enough seed corn down there to get it all replanted in the third place. As far as planting dates, we do know this, that the farmer is pushing his planting time and is willing to plant a little wetter soil condition when the calendar says so. My hunch is that the real planting time, even with a couple of inches of snow in North Dakota and I think 6 inches in Sioux City, Iowa, Sioux Falls, and there, we probably are looking more realistic at even a planting date a little later than that. But we know that farmers will be very aggressive. Some of this new computer guidance systems on tractors will allow them to plan a little longer time frame, and when it's ready, set, it'll go. The big factor is that when there's a delay involved and the high-priced fertilizer, we sense there won't be as much corn planted, and thus, bullish wheat, a little bearish corn, and kind of neutral, somewhat positive to corn. The big question mark is, can we get 2 million, 3 million acres less corn planted? And that's still the verdict that is out on that big market issue.
And in addition to what I said on the Ready, Set, Go front as well, there is not enough seed, not just down south, but in the key parts of the Corn Belt either, in case there needs to be significant replanting. So wouldn't producers really be erring on the cautious side for their window of planning? I mean, really trying to take it right up to the latest possible day where they potentially could get an excellent crop on ideas that they're not going to be able to get seed for a replant.
That's the million-dollar question, and it's a complicated one. And let's go on to another subject, because my hunch is they'll err on getting it planted.
Okay. And then let's go ahead and turn our attention to that wheat. Do you think a lot of that wheat will get ripped out then?
Yeah, I think my hunch is that there's some major problems. Now, I don't see much of a problem here in Oakland, in Coles, Edgar, or Vermilion counties, but some of my customers in the northern part of the state do say that there's some problems. My hunch is that when we do talk about numbers like one-third of the soft wheat crop and one-third of the hard red winter wheat crop, that's a big factor. And my opinion is that that will go to soybeans, particularly in the soft wheat areas and where the winter kill is very noticeable, and using the jointed stage as a criteria in the cold weather and the two nights of very cold weather. I think that it is a factor, and it is a very supportive factor. Not only will there be less bushels, there will probably be less wheat being fed to livestock and feeding rations, and that's also supportive to corn. But the problem with the corn market right now is there's an article, of course, in Fortune magazine about is corn really the next .com, so to speak, over bullish because of several reasons. There's even a very strong debate in the world marketplaces. Was this really a feed usage drop, which some people don't feel, or was it just actually a crop that was overestimated by the U.S. government on the final production estimate? Whatever the case may be, the 90 million acres of corn being planted in the U.S. and the feed reduction that the USDA is still the major haunting factor in the marketplace, as well as maybe some soft exports right now. A lot of people think that's going to improve, but the 90 million acres planted to corn is the real killer to the corn market at this time.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
A winter storm warning is in effect for Joe Davies, Stevenson, Carroll, and Whiteside counties in northwestern Illinois until 10 o'clock this evening, with 6 to 8 inches of snow predicted. A winter weather advisory in effect for Rock Island, Henry, Bureau, and Putnam counties in northwestern Illinois until 7 for 1 to 3 inches of snow. And a snow advisory in effect for Winnebago, Boone, McHenry, and Lake counties in far northern Illinois until 4 a.m. Thursday for 4 to 7 inches of snow, and a snow advisory is in effect for Ogilvie, DeKalb, and Kane counties in north central Illinois until 4 a.m. Thursday for 3 to 5 inches of snow. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick on the market. May wheat in Kansas City now trading at 4.78 up a half. July, 4.76 down 1 3/4. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade trading at 4.62 up 4 1/4 on the July is a 4.76 1/2 up 2 1/2. September, 4.87 1/2 up 4 1/2. May corn, 3.65 1/2 down 3 1/2. July, 3.77 1/2 down 3 3/4. December, 3.91 1/4 down 3 1/4, now down 3 1/2. May beans, 7.47 up 4 1/2. July, 4.64 up 3 1/2. November, 7.62 up 4 1/2. May soybean meal, 204.20 down 60. May soybean oil, 32.88 up 42. At the Merck, April feeders, 110.25 down 70. Live cattle in the month of April, 99.35 down 92.5. April lean hogs, 84.75 down 2.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.